Okay. Morning. Okay. Begin a new union. And I said, you know, we should think of when we should have a zman that we'll stop and give you a little time to chazar and to give a bechina. So you should think amongst yourselves, you know, when that should be. So you can let me know. You know, we're almost towards the midpoint of this. So I don't want it to be too much. That's too much to chazar at once. Okay. So we've been discussing the concept of, you know, shishim, mimashen amino, tavki ikar, all these things. So then the Gemara says here, has a discussion of how you estimate the shishim. So on page 12, on page 1, yeah, on packet 12. The verse says like this. The verse says, Amar Ravashi, Ki avina ben avkani baylan ki misharinon bedidei misharinon o b'may denofik minei misharinon. So, this is a complex statement, and it's specifically here written about kechal, but it could maybe be applied to other things as well. So let's just speak about it in a general way, and then we'll see how to apply it to Kechal. Where, say you have, very simple, you have a meatball and it falls in to a pot of rice. And the meatball's treif. So the halacha is that you need shishim keneged the meatball for it to be mutter. Now, what does it mean, the meatball? In other words, how much of the meatball you need shishim keneged the meatball? So one possibility is bedidei misharina, meaning you look at the volume of the meatball, and it's a certain volume, and you say that you need 60 times the amount of the meatball in the rice for it to be bottom. The other possibility is Maidenofik minay, because what do you mean bididei misharinen? I mean, in the end of the day, it's not like the whole meatball went into the rice. What's the raya that the whole meatball didn't go into the rice?
He threw
the meatball
away.
What?
He threw the meatball away.
Yeah, because the meatball is still here. I see it. So I cooked the meatball in the rice. And I thought, oh, I made such a mistake. Ay. So you took the meatball out. But there's still a meatball, there's still a survivor here. You know, the meatball's still here, Baruch Hashem. Still here. So, that seems to mean that it's not the whole meatball. See, if the meatball would have disintegrated into the rice, then of course you would need 60 times the amount of the meatball. But the whole meatball did not disintegrate into the rice. So chora, one could say like mechitesi, that what? That I should have to mishayer kedeged what? The whole meatball. I should. But yet, the Gemara has a possibility that no, you still mishayer kedeged the whole meatball. We'll have to understand why. But and therefore, for in order the rice to be mutter, it needs 60 times the amount of the volume of the meatball to be mutter. The other possibility is my demafik mine, is that you just estimate how much of the meatball really came into the rice. Right? Not the whole thing. Probably a little bit. So that little bit, you have to make sure that you have shishim, the amount of that little bit. So that's the question. And this is, l'chora, this question can be relevant to any time that you have a tarovis and you have to be mishayer shishim. B'didei misharinen or b'maydei nafik minei misharinen. Now, the Gemara over here was not talking about all types of Isurim. The Gemara was speaking specifically about Kechal. So let's see what that's referring to. Amar Rav Nachman, give b'shishim and give minamin. Kechal b'shishim u kechal minamin. So what is the story? Kechal is the udder of the animal. So it's sort of like a pouch. And the milk is inside the pouch. Now, once the animal is dead, and you shechted the animal, and then there's milk inside the pouch, so that milk is called chalav shchuta. In other words, after the animal is dead, the milk that didn't come out of the udder, that's still in the udder, is chalav shchuta, was the animal already shechted. And chalav shchuta is what? It's also midrabban.
That's chalav mesa?
Yeah, mesa, shchuta, yeah. So it's only milk midrabbanan. Chalav shchuta. But it's still milk, and it's milk midrabbanan. So if you would put that milk, if that milk would go into some other, into your cholent, so I need to mevatel it. So, so say the pouch now falls in to another, into the cholent. So you have this pouch full with milk, milk midrabanan, and now it falls into the cholent. So, how do you mevatel? What do you need? So the Gemara says that kechal b'shishim u'kechal min hamin. So basically it's like this. We assume that the pouch is a certain unit. The milk inside is the same, because the pouch is a kezias, the milk is inside is a kezias. So now the chal itself, l'chora, is kosher meat. So what are we trying to mevatel? We're trying to mevatel the milk. Because the milk is going to ask in my cholent. But when I brought the milk in, it was together with the pouch. So now what I can do is, I need I need shishim keneged the milk, but the pouch counts as one keneged the milk, so now I need 59 in the cholent, one in the pouch, that's 60, and 59 and one will combat the what? The milk in the pouch, and then you'll have 60 neged one. And that's how it works. So basically the milk could be batel if this 59 units of meat in the cholent plus one unit of the kechal itself, the basar ha-kechal. You see, it's very tricky because sometimes kechal is referring to the milk in the pouch and sometimes it's referring to the pouch itself. So it's used, the same word might be used, you know, interchangeably, so you have to know what it's referring to. And that's the way you mevatel it. Mevatel it's 60, but it's 59 times one, plus one.
Vision is one to one, and then kechal?
One to one, exactly. One to one, and then, yeah. So that's what the verse says. Kechal b'shishim u'chal m'namini. And the kal itself is asr. We'll see. But v'inof aluk de'acher sosa amrav ashiki chavina be'rav kahani b'ayla ki m'sharina b'didei m'sharina o b'may denofik m'nei m'sharina. Pshita de b'didei m'sharina. So, and then the Gemara says, so now you have to... You have to mevatel the milk. So how do you mishire it? Is it with the, because we assume that the amount of milk in the pouch is connected to the pouch, so one connected one. So do we say how much on the pouch, or is it b'may misharin and b'may? So the Gemara here was talking about of my nafik b'may ein tzricha m'shehi b'heter al shishi mashapalat ze d'hai my da'osin l'kaman lav k'derhu. So in other words, so what do you have to b'vatel shishim, the milk? So, what do you mevatel? The whole amount? Or what you estimate was niflat? Now, if you look in the Rashba, so he discusses this sugya. Yeah, on page 4, on the right side, shemesharin, emesharin, beomed b'machapalta chatichas iser. In other words, beomed means an estimation. And that's the shita of what? Mamay denofik minay. Because my denofik minay means, I estimate how much probably came out of this chafetz, this treif chafetz, or this chafetz that's causing the iser. The other, that's mamay denofik. Bididay means, I just look at the chafetz, and I assume the whole thing. No estimations, the whole thing. Even though, as we said before, we know that's really not the case. But still, Halacha wants us to mishayar with the whole thing. Why? We'll have to learn more. But so Shem Sharina Aim Sharina Baomed Bemasha Polta Khatikas is sir. He says you don't do Bemaidunafimune, Al Bakol Khatik Bisharidan, you follow the whole Khatika, the Gasina Perak Yanosha, Khal, Kolhecha Dolkar Vashal Bhadi Bisra Bishishim, Khal Manaminion, Amar Yitzchak, Bardash, Khal Atma also, Navkimina Dinofal Khes also, etc. Then the word says, "Amar Vaski Avina Beirav Kahani Boylan Ki Misharina B'Didei Misharina Over Ma'idanofik Minei Misharina Pshita De B'Didei Misharina Tiba Ma'idanofik Minei Mino Yodi." And then look at the keep going further down. The first word on the line is Kachetichas Nevela Umikan Anu Lameidim, says the Heilige Rashba. Umikan Anu Lameidim L'chol Ha'Yisurin Shein Misharin Beomed Kama Pleitosel Aval Bekulo Anu Misharinan. Whereas we don't do estimations, because any time you have non-kosher meat that fell into your rice, so do you really need shishim for the whole piece? Or the whole piece didn't go into the rice. Whole piece is, most of the piece is still here. But still, the kula on misharinen. Vafilu b'isurin shel divrayim. And even if the is only drabanan, here the milk that's going to potentially go in is only milk midrabanan. Even though it's milk, but it's only milk midrabanan because it remained in the udder after the shechita. And that's the... Okay, so that's the big yisod here. That, and because kichal is only a derabanan, so basically, the Rashba took this Gemara and applied it to all cases. Right? All cases of that you have to, even though the Gemara was talking about Kechal, so the Kechal is an example of Fakir. Kechal is an example of the Drabanon, but the Rashba says it applies to all the Rices, all the Drabanons, everything. And it's a Chumrah, because you have to make sure you have shishim connected to the whole chafetz. Even though definitely that the whole chafetz didn't come in. Just take it out. Then he says,
what does
Rabbi
mean that the whole chafetz didn't come in?
Look, if you have a bowl of rice, kosher rice, and then it's on the pot, and then a tray for meatball comes in.
Well, the whole meatball doesn't touch the rice, it's just the bottom.
No, say the whole meatball touches.
Yeah.
Say you stirred it around.
Right. Yeah.
And now I want to eat the rice. So I have to figure out, do I have shishim? And I can't eat the meatball if I can see it, then I have to take it out. Nikar Isser. But the tom of the meatball went into the rice.
Right.
Now how much, so I need shishim. So how do I mishar shishim? So there are two possibilities. One possibility is to say, look, the meatball is this big, so I have to say, I need 60 the amount of time. What do I say? No. But the whole meatball, most of the meatball now I'm taking out. So what percentage of the meatball really infiltrated into the rice? Very minute. So I should only need shishim kenega that. So that's the question. How are you mishayer? You mishayer with the whole meatball? Or only b'didei? Or is it b'mayda nofik b'didei? B'didei means you take the, whatever the chefetz is, even though it sounds very strange to do such a thing, afopike. The other possibility is b'mayda nofik b'didei. which is, what does Rashi call that? What does Rashba call that? An omed. Aleph vav mem dalet. Omed.
Estimation.
I estimate. How much do you think really went into this whole meatball? The meatballs are gazayas. A fraction. .000 something went in. So then I should only need shishim. Can I get that amount? That's what I would have thought. But we say no. B'didei b'sharinim. That we need shishim connected the whole chafetz. Even though the whole chafetz didn't really infiltrate the rice. Haraya, most of it's being taken out. Fashtay? No?
Can we make like a chicken? In other words, can we make a soup with the meatball? In other words, put a meatball in hot water, and then the water and the juices come out of the meatball, and the juices would add up to the volume of the meatball. And then I take that meatball and put it in another thing of water, and then it'll bring out some juices as well. Well, isn't it possible that I could have a juices coming out that it'd be more than the volume of my meatball?
It's liquid. Liquid can't take on more than the volume of the meatball. Liquid can't be expanded.
Okay. So, think about that. Yeah. So if you look in. One second. Yeah, take a look on page 16 of Shulchan Aruch. Tzadich has done. Yisur shenis bashal im heter. Hafil makiru, hu sholim. Words, you have, like the case I gave you. The meatball went into a rice, and I see the meatball. So, hu sholim, hu zorko, and then I take it out, and I throw it away. Tzadich shishim kenegah kol ha'yisur. You need shishim kineged the whole thing. So, since we don't know exactly, so we're machmir. Even though it's clear that we're being overly machmir, because haraya, we took it out. So 99% was taken out. So if you have, say, for example, if you have a non-kosher pot, and then you have kosher food in the pot, so you have to b'shar kineged the whole pot. You need shishim kineged the whole pot. So shishim kineged kol hakdeira. Or say, for example, you had a kosher pot, but you had a non-kosher spoon, and you put the non-kosher spoon into the kosher food. So you need shishim keneged, at least the whole part of the spoon that was in the rice. Even though the maisa, the whole spoon It's not really treif. It was, a blia in the spoon that made a treif. But again, that's the whole concept of bedidei misharinim. So whatever you... So that's the... In other words, so the Gemara was speaking about the Chal, and the Rashba says that means refer to all Isurim. And then the Rishonim take it a step further. That if you have something that's a spoon, an inanimate, it's not the food itself, but there's a bliya in the spoon, and the spoon is not usser, metal is not usser, but the time inside is usser, and the time inside is less than the spoon itself, but the mishayah keneged the whole, whatever part of the spoon, say, went into the food. And you need shishim keneged that. And that's the concept of bedidei misharina. So it started with kachal, that you ask the whole shear of the kachal, you have to, all the whole size of the pouch, you ask. It was about the milk in the pouch is the same size as the pouch. So you need shishim keneged the size of the pouch. Okay, so that is the... That is the yisod, first yisod that we're seeing over here. Now, okay, you got this, that yisod? Yeah. Right, but you could guess in a way that you know for sure.
Well, he said, but I'll make you off that. You should do it in.
Because if you take the meatball out, and you see how big the meatball is still left, so at least you know. Even if you would do a tenth, there's a certain amount that you know for sure you're not making a mistake. Because 99% is here. So say, I don't want to do the whole bedidei, but even if I do shishim keneged one, I'll still for sure be okay. You can estimate in a way, it's not like there's a vague estimation here, because we know that 99.9% actually came out. Okay, that we'll have to see.
90% of the meatball is water, the liquid. So that water could mix in and mix in with the water at the top. And now most liquid meatball is the water at the top. So almost all meatball would have gone out. So you got that meatball is mixed with water from the pot, and the most meatball could have gone out of the pot.
What about the meat? Right.
If you squeeze the meatball down, and all that goes back in, but then the water pops.
Yeah, okay, we'll see. Now, there is a fascinating, fundamental machloikis in Yoredeia, which we're going to see, Bez Hashem, we do Masam Chol of the Toysis inside, but it's one sif in Shulchan Aruch, it's in Hilchas Basam Chalov. But you have to know this yisod, and then this yisod will lead into cookie sauce. And that's like this. So we said, B'didei, we're passing B'didei Misharina, right? But then there's another discussion like this. Say, for example, you have a potato, a kosher potato. Say the potato, nice big potato, it's 5 kazesim big. Okay? And then you cook that potato with a treif meatball. That's 1 kazais big. So you have a potato, 5 kazesim, kosher potato. You then went ahead and you cooked that potato with 1 meatball. That's a kazais. So now, what do we assume now? What do we assume, la halacha?
That we keep measuring the didei.
The didei, that means the whole kazais, we have to assume that now there's a what? A kazais of treif in the meatball.
Yeah.
Right? So what do we have? We have a meatball in the potato, right? The potato, was what, 4 kazaisim?
5
kazaisim? And now 1 kazais inside is what?
6 kazaisim now we have.
We have 5 kosher, 1 treif, and then so you say the 6 kazaisim in the what?
The potato.
In the potato. Okay? 5 are kosher, 1 is treif. Now I take this potato. Now am I allowed to eat this potato? What's the halacha?
No,
because it wasn't.
If you take out the meatball, the potato is still 5 kazaisim big. You don't have the 6. I'm saying,
but then virtual.
Okay, 5 kazaisim big.
Reality.
What do you mean that there's a 6? It's 5.
Is it 5 or is it 5 plus 1?
Maybe.
No, Yossi, is it 5 or 5 plus 1? What do you say, 5 or 4?
5 plus 1, it could have gotten more than.
That's okay.
It's still 5. Maybe you want to tell me that they're in the 5 is a
condenser. You take a sponge and you put a
desire
of liquid
into it. So let's say somehow it condenses like he says and it gets in. Okay. So I have 6 now in the what? In the potato. 5 potato and 6. And the 6th is treif meat. So I can't eat any of it. Why? Because it's not batel b'shishim.
If you do, you might have, if you say it's 1 to 6, you may have, you don't have a kazais b'shishim.
Okay, go slow.
Right.
But it's not batel b'shishim. Good.
Right.
Now, then this potato got thrown into another pot of kosher quinoa. Kosher quinoa. So for the quinoa to remain kosher, it has to be what?
60.
So the question is, do you need 60 times that 1 kazais? Well, we say no. That since that 1 kazais infiltrated the potato, so then what? The whole potato is called katicha nases nevela. Right, and now you need shishim keneged the whole chayfetz.
But is the chayfetz 5 kazaisim or 6?
Okay, this is what you were arguing before.
No, I just want to know what.
Well, let me answer. Let me say this.
I understand that there's a kazais iser in it, but it's lamaisa. If you measured it, it's 5 kazaisim.
Unless it gets, like he said, condensed. And
yeah, okay. But I'm saying even.
Okay, let's. For a second. So one possibility is that there's only a kazais of issur there. So I should only require what? Right. Shishim keneged that one kazais. That's if you don't say chaticha nasas nevela. But if you say that now we view the whole potato as a shtik issur, so the whole thing is now also an shishim keneged what?
The whole potato.
So that is, one second. the machlokes whether you say chatichas nasis nevela or not. Now, when it comes to basar b'chalav, if you have a piece of meat that's 6 kazaisim, and then a kazayas of milk went in it, it got cooked with it, so now, and then that piece of meat that has 6 meat and 1 milk falls into another thing with quinoa. So do I need shishim keneged what? The whole piece? Or do I need only shishim keneged the kezayis of chalav? So when it comes to basar b'chalav, everyone agrees that chaticha nasas nevela. Because basar b'chalav basically is two things that are really mutter. They merge together and they create this new synthesis. And it's one, the shidduch became osir. The shidduch created this new osir. So you have to mevatel all the whole chaticha. But when it comes to other yisurim, like the case of the potato and the what, and the meatball, so the potato is mutter. The meatball is what caused the... See, basar b'chalav, they're both mutter. But the shidduch is what became osir. But by potato and treif meat, the potato is mutter. The treif meat is osir. So here is a question, do we say chaticha nasas? Bottom line is you can't eat the potato. But how do we view it? Do we view it is that I can't eat it because of this one thing inside of it? Well, no. Now the potato is considered totally infiltrated. And the whole thing is a chefetz shel issur. So when it comes to basar b'chalav, you definitely need shishim keneged the whole chaticha. Not just shishim keneged the kezayis of chalav. So if you have 6 kezayisim of meat, one big piece of meat, that's 6 kezayisim, and then a kezayis of milk got cooked, right? One second. So by meat and milk, you have to have a shishim keneged the whole chaticha. But by potato and non-kosher meat, you need, that's a machlokas. Whether you just have to mevatel the kezayis. So now I have, the kezayis I threw away, the meatball. But now I have this treif potato that had, what, 5 kezayisim of kosher and 1 treif. And now that falls into the quinoa, so I do need shishim and the quinoa connected the whole potato or just connected the kezayis. So that's the discussion whether chaticha nasas nevela b'shari surim or not. Well, by basar b'chalav, for sure chaticha nasas nevela. And I need shishim connected the whole chaticha. By shari surim, so this is the machlokis between Rabbeinu Tam and Rabbeinu Ephraim. Rabbeinu Tam is machmir, and it says you need kezayis keneged the whole chaticha. And Rabbeinu Ephraim says you don't need kezayis keneged the blias issa. So, and that's the machlokes here in the on page 2. It says, lo amru chaticha atzma nasas levela, ela b'basar b'chalav. Ava lo b'shar yisur. Kon kezayis chel shenivla b'chaticha. That's the Mechamish sheet. It's only by Basar B'chalav. V'yesh Omer Ramah, page 3, Tamidim Chol Yisurim Chaticha Nasas Nevela. Pein Amir Pasha Vein L'Shamas. So that is the Machlokes. Okay. Now, so this machlokus is a fundamental machlokus between the Mechaber and the Ramah. So the Mechaber paskins l'kula, that it's only by Basim Mechala, and the Ramah paskins l'chumra. Okay, now, so now what we have to do, I don't know if we finish it do today, but there are other factors that now have to be explored. And one discussion is, what if it's not really a piece of meat, a potato with, say it's blias. Do we say chanan by blias? Say you have a spoon that has six kezesim went into the spoon, and then you started with hot milk, and then one kezias of milk is in the spoon. So is there a concept of chanan by balua, or is a chanan only by be'en? And then chanan means chatich anasas nevel. It's Rashi Tevis. I'm so used to it. Chanan chatich anasas nevel. So do you only say chatich anasas nevel by what?
By things that are be'en.
By be'en, or balua. And then, if we do say chatich anasas nevel, so then you need connected the six zaysim, but then we have to plug in the old discussion, b'didei misharina, or b'maydenofik minei misharina. So if we assume that it's b'didei, it would be the whole six. Those, these are two separate shaylas. One shayla is the chanan by balua, whereas we said chanan by basar b'chalav, for sure, by shari surim, it's a machlokes. But that's only by be'en. But maybe by Luna.
It's starting off as bad, but the case with the rice is it's a balua in the rice, and then the rice falls into something else.
Right, but it was all right.
It
all
started off from a bad.
Right. Okay. I want to say this. I'm getting your feet wet here, but these are this that you have to read over that Gemara with Kala. I didn't even do the whole Gemara with you, Kala. So each step, you have to just conquer each step. You know, the Kimara, the Rashba, the Betim Mishari Surim, right, the Vinay, the Nafik Minay, to understand what that question is, and then to understand what is Hanan by Shari Surim, as far as Masal Cholam, and that's what's Kanan the Balua, and then we will keep going. We'll keep adding another brick to the. But if I throw everything at you at once, you won't go in. I have to do one step at a time.
Build the edifice.
Yeah, you can't skip the steps. Yeah. Okay, everybody. So to be continued, Mr. Chair. I'm going to have to ask you something.